Exclusive, Leora Levy, Senator Richard Blumenthal is responsible for indoctrination of our children with sexual gender ideology, invasion at the border, crime wave. By Robert Krajicek on November 7, 2022. Leora Levy, Republican nominee to represent Connecticut in the U.S. Senate, emphasized Senator Richard Blumenthal's, DCT, complicity in policies imposing sexual gender ideology upon children, an invasion at the border, and a rising crime wave across America's largest cities in an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on Monday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily Podcast. The Democrat Party's and broader left's ideological indoctrination programs targeting children with sexual gender ideology are part of a broader campaign to undermine family, Levy stated. They are politicizing our children's education, Levy said. They are exposing them to inappropriate sexual gender ideology. Our children are our future. They are entitled to a childhood, and frankly, this is not just an attack on the children. It is an attack on the American nuclear family. The nuclear family is the basis of our culture, of our society, of our country, and the strength of our country. And once you destroy the family, you've destroyed America. Levy linked Blumenthal to destructive government policies pushed by Democrats, including those facilitating the trafficking of fentanyl into the U.S. across the southern border. She remarked, "He is responsible for all of the policies that have made life unaffordable here in Connecticut, that have made life unsafe in Connecticut, that have allowed the indoctrination of our children with a politicized and sexualized education, that have created an invasion at the border that has made Connecticut a border state, because they are flying illegals to Westchester County Airport. He has never spoken up against it and they're flying them in," she continued. "They've been flying them here since August of 2021. Fentanyl is coming into our communities. We've had 8 babies die in Connecticut. We've had teenagers die. We've had young adults die. I've met with mothers of young adults in their 20s who thought they were taking some kind of other pill, but it turned out to be laced with fentanyl and they died." Levy connected Blumenthal's support for the interlinked Black Lives Matter and Defund the Police campaigns and operations with rising rates of crime in America's most populous cities. She stated he attended Black Lives Matter rallies, where they called for defunding the police, and he spoke at those rallies calling for reimagining the police, whatever that means. "He does not support our police. I've been endorsed by the Connecticut Fraternal Order of Police. I'm very proud of that. One of my priorities, when I get to the Senate, is to write legislation that will require any state or municipality that wants federal funds for anything to provide qualified immunity for their police." Manufactured American decline driven by Democrats is not inevitable, Levy maintained. She highlighted her incumbent Democrat opponent's role in the status quo of forced U.S. deterioration. She said, "Life does not have to be this way. Life can be affordable again. Life can be safe again. Your children can have a childhood again, and have a good education to prepare them for the future, but we must change the policy. To change the policy, we must change the leadership. This is a change election. The American people, the families of Connecticut want change. We will never change if we just elect the same people over and over again. That is why I'm running. That is why I will defeat Dick Blumenthal tomorrow." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.